Jim Stevens was a good man. He was generous with friends. He even gave food from his plate to one of my friends at a dinner we attended. He shared whatever he had with others, including dogs, cats, and a mouse that lived for a short time in our house. He would line up our dogs and cats and feed them spoonful of strawberry ice cream. He gave clothes and shoes to others in need. Once, when he had gained weight and another fellow member of the Knights of Columbus had lost weight, they switched tuxedos. The other fellow was buried in Jim's jacket, and so Jim was buried in Bill's jacket. My husband was a strong man. He went to work full-time 3 weeks after hip replacement, as well as 3 weeks after quadruple bypass surgery. My husband was a determined man. He went to the rehab center for 5 days after hip replacement so he could learn how to get up and down without hurting himself. He insisted on going back 1 year later to learn how to get up in the office at Way after heart surgery. He took his rehabilitation seriously, doing every exercise given to him so that he would recuperate at a rapid pace, outdoing men 20 years younger than himself. My husband was a proud man. He was proud of his family, especially his son and myself. My father often told me about how proud he was of my accomplishments and the love that shined through when he talked about Jeff or myself. He was so proud of his son. He was proud of Jeff's work on the Hubble Space Telescope when they lived in Catonsville near Baltimore. Even more proud when Jeff graduated from medical school. He was proud of his daughter-in-law when she finished her nurse practitioner's degree, and he was proud of his grandchildren, Stephen and Kaylee, when they graduated from high school and began college. He was proud of his time in the United States Navy, taking great pride in the ships on which he sailed. When we went to the naval base on one of our vacation trips to Virginia Beach, he proudly talked to a sailor about working on the Guyot, the first missile ship. The sailor shared that his father had later worked on the same ship. He was proud of his team, the Mountaineers. For many years, we went to the football games where he cheered on his favorite team. He didn't like to watch sports on TV, except when the Mountaineers played. We used to tape the games, and he would carefully label each VHS tape with the name, the date, and the score. And then he would go back and watch the old games. He was proud to be a gate attendant at both football and basketball games. He was also proud to be in the Knights of Columbus, to be in the honor guard, and attend events in his full regalia. He was proud to be the Grand Knight and proud that he had a part in building a new hall so those poor old-timers would not have to climb the stairway to heaven in the old building. He even worked on the Adopt-a-Highway program, cleaning up part of the Kingwood Pike, dodging cars and stabbing trash with that old wooden stick with the nail in the bottom of it. My husband was a caring man. He would stand at two locations for the Knights of Columbus Tootsie Roll Drive, then go up as I helped Pete and the others to count the money. He even rounded up stray cats and dogs, and taking them into our home and giving them a loving way to live out their days, even if it was inconvenient, as in the case of Buster, otherwise known as Kitty Pooper, who would surprise us with his homemade gifts all over our house. My husband was a stubborn man. He often saw himself as a failure, but he was not. He trudged through pain and pushed others to try to do their best. Jim was a loving man. He got into a habit of giving St. Paul rosary boxes to people he admired, even if they were not Catholic. Some of the members of this parish have received these boxes in their blue bags with the golden blue tissue paper. He would welcome people into his loving arms and was quick to give a hug and words of encouragement to anyone who needed it. He would go out of his way to help others and to make people feel welcome. My husband was a man of faith. He read the Bible through at least 3 times, keeping his paperback version held together with a large rubber band. Although he was not a Catholic until an adult, he took his faith very seriously We would recite the rosary and watch Mass twice on Sunday morning before going to 8:30 Mass. When he became weak and was afraid of falling, he felt guilty because he had not attended Mass. He longed to get through the long winter months so he could attend Mass again. In fact, he even refused to go to the hospital until I went to church first. He always gave gifts to the priests at St. John's, carefully choosing things he hoped each priest would enjoy. My husband was one of the best men I ever knew, and along with my father, one of the most important men in my life. He was truly a good man. Welcome his soul into your kingdom. And as is said in Matthew chapter 25, verse 23, his master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Thank you.